Blog Talk Radio.
On that aspect. Now, let's get started on the show.
You know who I'm back to Israel. I'm going to keep it real, so let's get down with it. The first scripture we're going to go to, let's go to James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Okay, now, and again, a lot of our people, sisters and brothers out here, a lot of you all, we angry, very angry out here. And rightful, for some of y'all, I understand why we angry. We angry on a lot of levels. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we have to learn how to forgive. James, again, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath," meaning angry. Okay? Now, this is a really important verse right here. Because he's saying, let every man have a listen. So listen to your brother. Well, before we even jump out there angry and hollering and screaming and get everything stuck, listen what the person has to say, brothers and sisters. You know, listen what they have to say first before you swift, you know what I'm saying, for you quick to get angry with that person. Okay? That's why I say let every man be swift to hear first, because you don't know what the situation might be. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we jump out there without even listening to the person, and already we chewing the person down. We tearing them down. Before we even listen, at the end of the day, we could have said, oh, yeah, well, I didn't even know that. I should have had listened maybe when it got out of control. To listen, okay? Slow to speak and slow to wrath. I mean, be slow to get angry with your brothers and sisters out here. Listen for it, because it might not be as bad as we think it is. Okay, now we're gonna go to verse 20. For the wrath of a man works not the righteousness of God. Okay, so being mad and being angry, that's not the righteousness of the Lord. Okay, because you got to learn how to humble your spirit. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you got to humble your spirit. Sometimes that don't make you a punk or a sucker. You just got to humble your spirit because you don't know what the conversation might lead to. You okay, know what I'm saying? Listen. That's very important to listen. Okay? I want to welcome coming in. California. Thank y'all for coming in. Okay, now we going to Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27. Okay? I want y'all to get it. Dust the book. Dust the dust off your Bible. Let's get it. Again. This topic is, what do the Holy Bible say about anger and forgiveness? Okay, now, this is what it says. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Okay, so with this particular verse saying, be ye angry and sin not. Okay? So what I'm saying is, yeah, we all get angry as people, as humans, as people. We do get angry. But don't get so angry to a point that you're angry all day. You know how somebody piss somebody off and they mess your whole day up. Okay? They mess your whole day up. You mad from early in the morning until damn near the sun go down, you still mad. You know, they're imposing your whole spirit. Okay? So this is what this verse said. It said, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Okay? So don't let you get so angry that the sun went down, the whole day is gone. Verse 26. Neither give place to the devil. Okay, so don't glorify them that Satan, man. That's that spirit. Do not glorify. You glorify by allowing it to tear your whole day down. Okay? You allow it to tear your whole day down. Don't allow it to tear your whole day down like that. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to the next script. All right? We're still going to stay in the Ephesians. Okay? We're going to chapter 4:32. Go to chapter 4:32. Come on, people. Write these scriptures down. You ain't got to believe what Israel say. Write them down for yourself and check them out. Okay? This is what it says. And be ye kind one to another, tenderness hearted, forgiveness, okay, of one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You see what I'm saying? Be kind-hearted to your brothers and sisters out here, the 12 tribes of Israel. You know what I'm saying? I want to salute all you brothers and sisters out there, man, worldwide, man. So what I'm saying is, you know, be kind to one another. You know, forgiveness. You know, especially your brothers and sisters, the 12 tribes of Israel, the so-called Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican people, South Central America, your brothers and sisters of the islands of Jamaican, Trinidad, you know what I'm saying? The brothers and sisters of Mexico and Guatemala, you know what I'm saying? These are your brothers in the nation. These are your brothers. Okay? These are your brothers and sisters, man. So let's show some love among one another, man, and be forgiveness to one another. Because, again, God has forgave us. Christ has forgave us, man. And you know a lot of you all did a lot of dirt out there. Ain't nobody perfect. Okay? All right, now we're going to the next script. We're going to stay right in. Let's see now. We're going to go to, we'll stay right in Ephesians. Okay? Let's go to 4, chapter 4, verse 36. Okay? Now, here we go. Let all bitterness and wrath and angry and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So again, it's clear here, man, let's not be bitter. Put all the bitterness, like all the bitterness and angry and the biting and evil speaking, let's put all that stuff away. Let's put all that away, brothers and sisters. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. You know what I'm saying? Again, I want to welcome all my listeners, man, who be down with Black Israel on this Friday night. And also be aware, after my shows on Facebook, we're always going to do movie night, okay? But the Most High come first, and be advised that tomorrow is the Sabbath, okay? It's the end of the Shehanukkah coming up. So, again, all the ones who celebrate Shehanukkah, you know what I'm saying? You know, again, happy Shehanukkah. It's an 8-day celebration of our ancestors who had a war, the Maccabee brothers who warred against the heathens, who the Most High God and the brothers Maccabees fought to put the temple back in respect and holiness. Okay? You can read it in the book of Maccabees. Okay? You can read all about that. Okay, now we go on to the next script. We have Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, okay? All right? Y'all get it now. I'm giving y'all a chance to get it. Okay, a soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stirred up angry. Now, why would it say here in the book of Proverbs when it say a soft answer turns away wrath, mean anger, okay? Because basically, when you're speaking to somebody in a respectable, soft, giving them a soft answer in return, it do return anger. Because a lot of times when you respond to a brother or sister out there, you know what I'm saying, respond in an aggressive, disrespectful way, of course you're going to get aggressive, disrespectful response. But if you respond with them with a soft-spoken and a respectable answer, it does turn away, it does break down and prevent a brother or sister from taking it to the next level in anger. But a grievous word stirs up anger. So somebody going to come and talking all crazy and talking disrespect and raising their voice, of course it's going to stir some problems. It's going to stir some anger. So that's what Proverbs 15 and 1 means. Okay, now, to the next script, hold y'all writing it down because I don't want y'all to, y'all ain't got to believe nothing Black Israel say. I want y'all to write these scriptures down. The next script we're going to go to is going to be Matthew's chapter 18, verse 15. Okay? Here we go. Moreover, if thou brother should trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between you and thee alone. If he should hear thee, thou had gained thou brother. I love this scripture right here. Okay? Because right here it's making it real clear that, okay, you and your if you feel like another brother did something to you, did something wrong, you know what I'm saying, stepped on your toes the wrong way or said some words, you know what I'm saying? You go to that brother and put that brother, let that brother his fault, or pull him alone. The problem with us some of our so-called brothers and Israel, sometimes we do, man, you know, sometimes the nation of Israel, as brothers and sisters, sometimes what we do, man, instead of us pulling people on the side and speaking to them and letting them know, look, brother, or look, sister, da-da-da, you know, you go ahead and try to put the person on blast in front of everybody, okay? When you do that, you cause conflict among your brothers and sisters out here. So don't do that. Pull your brothers and sisters on the side like the script said. Pull them on the side. Talk to them on the side, and I'm quite sure, you know what I'm saying, you gaining a brother. You gain that respect because the brother see that you pulled them on the side or she see that you pulled them on the side. You ain't trying to put her right out there around everybody like that. You know what I'm saying? So this is a beautiful scripture right there. Y'all should really note this down. We're going to stay right in chapter 18. We're going to go to 21 and 22. Okay? Okay? Make sure y'all get it. Make sure y'all write this down. Okay. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often should my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Okay, that was the question. Seven question that he was asking Christ. Okay, and listen to what Christ said in verse 22. Christ said unto him, I said not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times. So basically, you got to forgive your brother, people out here, and your sisters. Your sisters out here who are in the truth, and where y'all brothers in the truth, y'all already know what I'm going at with this. But y'all brothers and sisters who try to get in the truth, it's not an easy walk. And I know a lot of y'all trying to get it together and try to do the right thing. It's not an easy walk. Because it's not always easy for your host Israel. But we got to humble ourselves sometimes, and we got to forgive. Because when we don't forgive our brothers and sisters out here, man, the Most High Christ is not going to forgive us. Because we are not perfect. None of us is perfect, and we all make mistakes. Okay? And we ask the Most High God through our Lord and our King, Jehoshaphat, which is Christ, we go through him that. To pray to get to the Most High so the Most High can bless us through our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So we have to forgive. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio. The name of the show, what the Holy Bible says about anger and forgiveness, okay? That is the topic tonight, this evening. And again, I want to welcome everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. Okay, now, we need to understand one thing. How do you don't understand that these churches is not going to teach you the truth? And I know you've been hearing it from a lot of us Israelites all through the years about lead the church. A lot of y'all didn't know that about leaving the churches, you know what I'm saying, and don't want to, by that, but now a lot of you all saying in 2017 and 2016, as well going to 2018 now, you know, we less than a couple of weeks of being into 2018, and y'all don't realize, man, a lot of y'all are starting to open your eyes up and realize that the churches is really corrupted for a long time, you know what I'm saying? You need to understand who set up these religion churches. A lot of y'all use the word religion. Y'all don't even understand religion. The word religion is like a bad word. And I know y'all saying, Israel, what the heck you talking about, Israel? When you say religion is a bad word because religion is man-made. It's man-made. It's an institution man-made by the so-called Edomites. The so-called white nation came up with the religion institution in America. Okay, we all know America was built on our ancestors of bloodshed and murder. We understand all that. Anybody who understands any time in history, we understand that. But understand religion was basically built on that same thing. Okay. That's why you see the Klan when they build a, when they burn a cross on a person outside of the white race, it's a cross on their yard. Because they consider themselves religion Christians, as they will say. Okay, my point is a lot of black churches adopted that philosophy of the church of religion. When you see a lot of so called bishops who go to church, they go to a theology college, which of course the young pens run that college, and they're going to learn their way. That's why the Bible said Christ black, but then the theology class say the Christ is white. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to listen to the facts of the book. And a lot of you churches are getting tax breaks, the 501 tax breaks. They're getting a lot of money from their members. A lot of y'all have been paying tithes for 30, 40, 50 years, but when a loved one dies, y'all can't even leave the body in the church. They wouldn't allow y'all to leave the body in the church overnight for the next day service, which y'all been paying your tithes for 30, 40 years. Okay? My point is, a lot of y'all who go to church, a lot of y'all become homeless, they can't pay your rent, can't pay your mortgage, can't pay nothing, y'all homeless. And you know what? The churches, 99% of the churches out there will not allow you to stay in that church, even though you don't have nowhere to go, even though you've been paying your tithes for 30, 40 years. Black Israel Talk Radio gonna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real, because that's what I do. So what I'm saying to you, a lot of you all who pay any tithes in their church, wake up and get out the church. The church is not teaching the truth. Unless if the church teaching you that you're a Hebrew Israelite, according to the Bible, you fit the prophecy of that Bible, and I'm talking about you so-called Negroes, blacks, Hispanics, people from South Central America, North American Indian, the Mexicans, the Guatemala, the Cubans, you know what I'm saying? The black Cubans, okay? The Hispanic, okay? So what I'm saying is, unless your church is teaching you that you are the lost children of the lost tribe of the nation of Israel, you are the biblical Hebrew, you are the descendants of the biblical Hebrews, and then fit all the prophecies in the book of Deuteronomy. I'm just keeping it real with you. If your church is not teaching you that, you need to get out the churches, because the churches are pimping you. And you wonder why a lot of these churches are getting burned down. You wonder why all these pastors are getting caught up in all this controversy stuff in the church, and are sleeping with baby kids and all that stuff. You wonder why all that going on? Because the Most High God is exposing these churches. The churches was preventing us from coming together as a nation. Okay? It's stopping us from coming together as a nation. Psalms 83 and 4. Tell you they consult together to destroy us for being a nation. We ran here calling ourselves African American, Negro, Muslim, all types of stuff. But we have a nationality. Okay? You are a Hebrew Israelite like myself. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. That's my tribe. Hebrew is my original language. Talk Radio, coming at you live, like always. You can catch me all the time on Fridays from 6:30 to 7 p.m., okay? But I just want to keep it real, because I have love for all my brothers and sisters out there, man. I really do. You understand what I'm saying? And I just want the best for all my brothers and sisters out here. That's why I try to do what I do on Saturdays and come out here on Fridays at 6:30 and do this talk show to open, to make you think. You know what I'm saying? Check my Facebook out. I try to send documentaries and try to send stuff for, you know, y'all can check out. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean because you're a Hebrew Israelite or because you choose to roll with Christ and roll with God that you got to be a square. Nah, you still enjoy your life, but you got to enjoy it the right way. You can't be out here killing and stealing. You can't be out here selling drugs. You can't be doing all that. But if you want to give all your praises to the Most High God on Saturday you have service on Saturday, not Sunday. Sunday is the beginning of a weekday. Of course, you can serve God every day. You can have church service every day to serve the Most High God. But the holy day, the Sabbath, is on Saturday. Okay? our people out here being misled by a lot of these churches. So I blame a lot of these churches, these pastors. You know, it's getting so much out of control that you got women trying to be bishops, women trying to be pastors. Man, 80 years ago, women would dare not be a pastor or a bishop. How can they now change the wording of the Bible now? All of a sudden, the Bible says a woman can be a pastor and all that. A woman can be a bishop, a deacon, and all that. That is against the book. 1 Timothy 2:11 tell you, man, that's against the book. How they missed that? 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. How they missed that? You know what I'm saying? Only y'all for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio this evening. It's been a pleasure. Again, tonight's show was What the Holy Bible Say About Anger and Forgiveness. I hope you all enjoyed the show. You know what I'm saying? I hope you all enjoyed the show and all that good stuff. Because I appreciate every last one of you all, Hebrew Israelite sisters and brothers, that listen to that. I really do. I really do, man. And I want to continue on bringing the truth to you all. Again, I want y'all also follow me again at blogtalkradio.com/BlackIsrael96. You follow me on Facebook at Israel Black, okay? 37, or Israel Black, okay? Follow me there and check out my old shows, the ones that y'all might have missed. Y'all check them out. You know what I'm saying? I want you all to stay positive. It's a spiritual warfare going out here. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to brothers and sisters on an everyday basis, places and stuff I go. Y'all can always catch me. I do my teachings, and not only I do my teachings on Saturdays, I got classes I do through the weekday. You know what I'm saying? But I do make time to do this show. If the Most High allow me, I go ahead and make time to do this show. So, again, I want to thank everybody for listening in to your boy, Black Israel Talk Radio. I'll talk to you all next week. You already know I'm about to do. One love, and I'm out of here. I'm about to drop the microphone. You already know I'm about to do drop this microphone. Thanks for listening.
Trying to get paid, and you are too. What you gonna do?